worship Him. We live our lives to worship Him. No resistance whatsoever in our souls. Nothing competes with You. Nothing competes with You. We are consecrated to Your plans and purposes. We ask that this afternoon You fill us afresh again. As we wait on You, You fill us with light. Bodies will fall off as we pick new bodies. We will be sharpened, shaped, fit for the Master's use. Resistance in our hearts. In the name of Your Son Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's our mercy, church. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9. Matthew and chapter 9. Praise God. Are we having a great meeting? Are you getting edified? Are you getting edified? Do you feel you are getting better in the Lord? Yeah. Because the help of God is in Christian meetings. And there are different kinds of meetings in the church. There are different kinds of meetings in the church. And the reason why we have the different kind of meetings or services is to show you the manifold ways from which God supplies us His help. In the church, there's a teaching service. There's the prayer meetings. There's the teaching meetings. There's the evangelistic meetings. There is the workers, or what we call the ministers meeting, like we're having now. And they are not the same set of meetings. Each meeting contains in its own the measure of the help of God. There's also the believers meeting, what we call the Holy Ghost meeting. And oftentimes in a ministers meeting like this, you oftentimes have all these meetings lumped together. Prayer sessions, teaching sessions, believer sessions, Holy Ghost sessions, minister sessions. Each session releasing unto us the great measure of the help and the grace of God that has been invested in them by the Lord. Are we together? By the Lord. Amen. So this morning I want to share with us along the lines of the call of God. It's important that as a believer, the call of God is not ambiguous to you. And I understand that as we have it today, there are many believers, many Christians, beloved children of God, yes, to whom the call of God is not clear to. It's not clear to. If I catch you sleeping this afternoon, you will spend the whole night praying. I'm not talking about those who missed yesterday's night session. No, our own meeting is after this conference, because I won't let that be a distraction after this conference. Are we together? See, if you look at the man standing before you, I have an history. As much as I have where I am going, I have where I am coming from. My history dates back to some 18, 19 years ago, close to 20, more than 20 years. What am I saying? Orioke. Fasting and praying. Even at times when we did not know why we are fasting and praying. The young man had been subjected to such a training. The call of God has hung upon our lives. But not just that, it has been realized that early. So the work of the ministry is not something we found ourselves doing. Are we together? Because someone brought us into it, or someone counseled us, or maybe because for one reason or the other, we just kind of I think I like the ministry, or maybe because we don't want to get involved in the tedious world. I think I just let me carve a niche out for myself in the ministry. Are we together? The man standing before you is not in the ministry because he likes it. Sometimes when you look at the work of the ministry, you observe what is there to like. What is there to like? Sometimes, obviously, you observe in the work of the ministry that there are moments of sweetness, moments of joy, moments of, how do I put it? Well, if you have been in the ministry for a while, you observe that just when you have started enjoying that moment, you observe that the reality in those moments comes rearing their face at you. The purpose in those moments comes at you. A very good example. I remember the first time I came across the world, I was not always teaching the word, the message, the proper message, I meet my start. I get along the way. Are we together? There were times when the man standing before you was buried in legalism. We teach the scriptures. We teach the scriptures. We are not satisfied that we have taught when men are not crying. But then we bring the rod of condemnation upon your life. Are we together? You cry out unto God. Are we together? Later on, I came across the message of the scriptures, the proper explanation of the scriptures. Then I was like, so a man is not saved by his conduct. A man is actually saved through faith. See, as simple as that fact sounds, it was a great relief to me. I believe till now. I don't know somebody who has asked for forgiveness in prayer as much as I in those days. Who asked it? I can almost ask forgiveness for breathing too much while praying. guilt laden. So for a man like me, someone comes and tells me that, oh, you're already born again. I think that, for example, I must have answered the altar call to salvation maybe like 20 something times. There was a crusade like that, that they had the altar call for all the sessions of the crusade, 5 sessions, 5 days crusade, evening, 5 days. It's Ojolome Fa. Those are the kind of crusade that was trending. 7 days crusade, 14 days crusade. Yes, we fasting and pray. Yes, those are the kind of meetings that I was raised in. God of possibilities, evangelical ministry. Ori oki olonda ba, ori oki olode, ore meji agugu. Are we together? Ore meji agugu. Yes, those are the kind of meetings that was raised in. And we have 7 days open year crusade. I remember some of those meetings. In that single crusade, we have like 5 sessions. Evening, every day. The man came out, all the crusade sessions, the man came out for altar call to be born again. Because there was something I just felt like, am I white enough? You know, we have this kind of doctrine. I say, ma taikosi ashu alami. Ma taikosi ashu alami. Something happens and then someone just gets you angry. You already feel that, hey, I have lost my salvation. I remember telling someone, out of anger, crying, why did you make me to lose my salvation? Who are you? Oh, you have made me to lose that. And I was crying. I remember a time like that. I was at the Deeper Life Camp in Shoguro, Ibadan. I sat under Reverend W.F. Kumuyi himself as he preached. Again, mad and not a call, I went out. I went out again. I was there. After the altar call, they said again that, I said, we were going to be baptized. They do water baptism. They said, what does water baptism do? And then, you know, and someone told me that, when you do the water baptism, it washes you much. So that will add to my salvation? Yes, the man drinks that water. I joined the queue. Deep inside water baptism brought me out again. I remember in the evening again, I joined another team. I didn't go for that altar call, but I had come out, and then they said they were going to baptize them again. I went out again, joined them. I just want to be very saved. For someone to have come to tell me that once you believe once in the gospel, you are born again, was a relief. I said, I first of all fought it. It's a lie. That's it. It's a lie. How can you say, well, just believe? You know that? Just believe. You know, when you have been given something that is difficult, when the truth comes, you will think that the truth is fake. Are we together? For someone to come and tell me that once you are born again, you are saved once and forever. You are a heresy. I didn't say you are preaching heresy. I say you are a heresy. How can you say that? That is blasphemy. I remember before they got me filled with the Holy Ghost, it was tough. The reason why the man standing before you did not want to speak with us because I did not want to anger God. See, how can I just say it? No, I can't say it. I remember telling somebody, I can't say it. He says, no, you can't say it. I can't say it. I don't want to anger God. For someone to now come to me and say that, just speak it by faith. I do have faith. I do have that kind of faith. I say, just speak it by faith. Speak it by faith. How would I speak it by faith? Just open your mouth. Say it. What? Are you a heresy? So for someone to come and say to a man like me, then, that just by opening your mouth, you can speak in tongues with that ease. Are we together? There's an excitement that comes, because that's where I'm going. There's an excitement that comes when you find yourself in a church where the word is properly explained. Because of the clarity that is ministered. because of the direction that is ministered, because of the weight of body that seems to be lifted off your shoulder, as the scriptures are properly explained. Acts 15, Paul will get up with the apostles and tell the folks who came from Antioch. He says, why tempt ye these men and put upon their neck yoke, the yoke which even we ourselves were not able to bear? Seeing you that the handling of the Old Testament to teach circumcision, legalism, it says, is a yoke. So, by properly handling the scripture, you observe that by the time Paul and Silas, are we together? And then Barnabas, by the time they went back, are we together, to Antioch, the Bible says when they had declared the result of the meeting in Jerusalem, when they had declared to the church at Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, the Bible says they were all filled with what? With joy. There was relief. So, there is a joy that comes to you when the scriptures are properly handled. But hear me clearly. Just before you start enjoying and jubilating, you observe that we did the same handling, or by the same handling of the scriptures, you observe that responsibility begins to rear its face at you. Are we together? I said to you earlier, I said the call of God is primarily a call to salvation. Coming alongside that call to salvation is a call to do what? Can I hear it loudly and clearly? A call to do what? To serve. Someone say serve. A call to serve. There's an angel standing there. A call to serve. Coming alongside salvation. Are we together? A call to serve. It's a call. A call. Are we together? Alongside with what? Salvation. A call to serve. To serve God as you serve His people. To serve people and God through the same. Are we together? A call to ministry. You will find Christians, dear children of God, beloved children of God, Christians of course, who do not understand the meaning of what? The call. If you were an unbeliever, if you were a Muslim, or you were a worshipper of the religions of the world, and you did not understand what it means to be called of God, I can understand with you. Because you're not born again. So if you don't have the understanding of a call, I can understand with you. I can understand why you will see a man who is burdened about the call of God and mocking. I can understand your position. You are not saved. But for a Christian to look at a fellow Christian and say, then you have a problem. Are you with me? For a believer in Christ to look at a saved man like you, involved in the work of soul winning, involved in discipleship. Involved in day and night prayers. Many times with fastings. Given to discipling people. Helping new believers grow. Given, like we said yesterday, to the laborious study of the scriptures and the presentation of the same. Given to a laborious training. Training is laborious, both in the ministering of it and in the receiving of it. For a Christian to look at a fellow Christian, a man with the Holy Ghost like you, a man who has the Spirit of God on in him without measure like you, a man just like you, saved by the precious blood of Jesus, a man who does not have wings like you, I mean just like you, does not have wings, a man that does not have two Holy Ghosts, the same Holy Ghost as you, for you to look at such a man and think that his own is too much in the service of God, it shows that we don't need men like you around. It shows that we don't want men like you around. To call a fellow believer a fanatic is to have judged yourself before the day of the Lord. Is to have judged yourself. Is to have sentenced yourself. So the reason why a Christian can look at a fellow Christian, sometimes you see a mother or a father and they begin to have issues with the child. Are we together? They begin to have issues with the child because of the depth of commitment to the work of the ministry is to show that those, that father, that they are backsliding. You are backsliding. Because hear me clearly and good. A vital question you must learn to ask yourself is, if all have my approach to the gospel, would I have been saved? Aniko Badra, Oti Tokbesu lo.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I'm dripping saliva. Ah! I gym you. He taught a conle in the place of prayer. He be told a key or quaint conle. He taught a dale. That is disorder. Share my share you need, yeah. If you told you, you look on let it come, and you learn come, he can learn come. If you told you, look on let it come, he can learn come. Who soon? You share my share you need soon. Are we together? Why will a Christian look at another Christian and say your own is too much? It is because such a one has not understood the meaning of the call of God. For Christians to look at a Christian and say, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your life. It's a sign that you have not understood the call of God. Because let me say this to you. When a man is buried in the call of God, there is no greater description of it by a carnal man than you are wasting your life. Are we together? When a man is buried, I'll say it again, in the call of God, there is no greater description
of a man who is buried in the call of God, there is no greater description of that by a carnal man than that you are doing what? You are wasting your time, your life, and your resources. If someone comes to you and says that you are wasting your time, wasting your life and your resources, that is a what? Is a kudos in disguise. Because look at this. If I do not waste myself in your language, then you will waste in eternity. If certain people does not come out of the regular circle of living and be upon them, are we together? Are we together? Look at me, everybody, and stop writing for a second. Imagine there are no such people who devote their life to study medicine. How would the world look like? Don't think too far. Just listen to 2-3 years ago when the whole world was in what? Under a standstill. The whole nation, a tiny little demon called COVID-19, held the presidents of all the nation bound in their rooms. Oh, you think it was medical science that dealt with it? No. It was the prayer of the saints worldwide that dealt with that demonic oppression. Yes. Because one of the things your prayers will do, maybe you don't know, is that your prayer in some circles will stir up the wisdom that God has put in nature to solve human problems. Are we together? Prayer answers things. We're going to see shortly as we get there. When he says, pray ye therefore that the love of the harvest, that they will send forth laborers. I told you that word is a first word to force out laborers. Why? That means that when you don't pray, there are some people that will not realize God's call on their lives. The reason why they don't have any insight about the call of God on their own life is because you are not praying. So that means my prayer can also invoke the call of God on other people's lives. Even people that throughout their lifetime we may never meet. Are we together? And that shows you how God works on the earth. It shows you how God does his work on the earth. That part of what the prayer of the saints will do is to invoke the call of God upon the lives of other people. That means if some people had not prayed, you would not be in the ministry today. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? That if some people have not labored. Now look at yourself right now. Look at yourself. Look at your own self. And begin to think as I'm speaking right now, how much of labor could have gone into that person's prayer or those people's prayer, whose prayer the call of God upon your own life is a response to. You never know them. You don't know them. You don't know them. You don't know them. You know how distracted you could have been? Some of us are bound over in some religion. I was there. I came from a background that is not a Christian background. Some of us, by reason of lineage, Satan has already ordained your destination. He has already sown seeds 10 generations ago, 50 generations ago, 100 generations ago, ahead of you that you can't escape. So it takes a labor in prayer. Are we together? So, how much labor would have gone forth in prayer to have altered my path and invoked the call of God? It's a sign of how much labor you will put to it for other people also to recognize the call. Are you clear, everybody? So, the call of God is like that. You see a Christian. You see a Christian. And you begin to say, your own is too much. Your own is too much. See, I'm a master interpreter. Are we together? Because look at this. Your interpretation of events many times is a sign of training. For example, when I was told that some folks have escaped from this conference I told myself, I didn't even respond to that message. Some folks have escaped from this conference. I just told myself, in the same very second, I said, that shows they're staying here. That's interpretation. It shows they're staying here. That's interpretation. Are we together? ACCOLE, drone between the war. So it shows there is some level of heat, fire. Fire. So when you observe that some people are no more comfortable around you, it's a sign of what? Fire. Are we together? I remember some time ago I was in deep prayers. I had spent hours to pray. I knew I had stretched myself. And I got up and picked a particular car and drove it into a particular environment in the city. As I was going, someone just told me, says, flagged down the vehicle. He says, please carry me. Without thinking about it, I just pressed on the brakes and then the guy came in. He had not spent 2 seconds. He said, address for me, keep going. That's what he said. He said, address for me, keep going. I didn't see anything. I just pressed the brakes, he opened it, he left, I zoomed up. I knew exactly what was happening. He knew me. I didn't see anything. The car was there. I was just driving. I didn't make any statement. I didn't see anything. I didn't even greet him. Because my soul was too clouded. My soul was too clouded with the sight I've seen, the visions I've seen, the things I've dealt with. I was waiting to get to where I'm going to continue what I'm doing. He just flagged down the vehicle out of love and wanted, because he was on the highway. Out of love, I just felt, okay, we're coming. I didn't even have any conversation. He had not spent 3-4 seconds. Address for me, keep grinding. I just stopped, opened the door, he left, closed the door, zoomed off. Inani. Are we together? You can't stay here. It's fire. Gone are the days when a man called of God will be running about, running from witches. No, witches will run from you. Are we together? I remember in my 200 level. Yes. Went out to Polytechnic Ibadan. How about which is there? So we had to go there a couple of times. Then at the time and I was told that there I was wearing a particular cloth or so. They said there were some people, they called them Alora. Alora. I said, Alora called aloe vera. He said that they are cultists. They that you are wearing their kind of color. That's what I mean. Somebody literally came to me. He says, "We are this. You are that. This is our color." I said, "Whose color?" Magbio wole wa swa fi de phone is this nearby. She be God so oyo. O so ito yo nis. I will lay hands on you. The way I looked at him, he knew to find his roots immediately. Where I came for outreach, he said, "I'm wearing your color." Do you know what I'm here for? I came for outreach. I'm wearing your color. You see, because you still can see a color. See my dunk boluju. See my dunk and 3 days, you'll be begging to see white. Are we together? You see, Lofarapamo, why? He said that some people are vexed. Someone has told me that before. He said some people are vexed. We are vexed. Are we together? Run from witchcraft. Someone is using charm to scare you. Came down from a bike one time ago, and I don't know what come upon the bike man. I just got into an argument with me, so I changed it for him. He says, "Yeah, my thing is buying this." He says, See, if it's cautious, I'll speak to my legs. If it's charm,
you will be sorry. Are we together? Charm. The day jazz affects me, the Lord will blot my name from the book of life. Charm. Ogun. Ogun. Charm. Charm. It's a covenant I have with God. The day jazz affects me, please remove my name from your book. Not a man called of God. Are we together? There is fortress in labor. Your labor is a fortress on its own. Because in the ministry, when you labor, you are building something bigger than you. It becomes a fortress for even you to run under in the day of trouble. Even you that you are laboring, your labor is a fortress for even you too. Your prayer life is a fortress. Your study and your knowledge of the world is a fortress. Knowledge of the world. Knowledge of the world. Don't say, she, you want more kalamago. Me, I say, she, you want more oro. So, men don't jaw oro. 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 I didn't say horror. I say oro. Oro is Yoruba for word.
What do you mean by that?
Akala, maboko. Akala. Are we together? When a wizard sees a laborer, they know themselves, oh. They know their boundaries, oh. They know their boundaries. When a wizard, a witch, an occultic fellow, when they see a laborer, God's man, they recognize him. They know he's in no-go area. How would you get a church? So it takes a Christian who has no understanding of the call of God to see another man who is called of God and to call him extreme. So when people call you extreme, it's a feedback. Are we together? Are we together? That's why sometimes some folks just feel that maybe they can criticize. When criticism comes to me, in as much as I try to see if there's something I can learn from it, by, but when criticism comes to me, it does not get to me. Are we together? Because I have an interpretation. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? They call Jesus Beelzebub. They called him an occultic man. When they couldn't match up with his miracles, they said it is occultic. Are we together? Are we together? You say someone is occultic. Someone is occultic. He is using Babalawo power. How is he so occultic that with all your years of fasting and prayer, you didn't catch up with him? You should check yourself first. And cast off envy and bitterness. And receive the grace of God. So you can have what he has. Are we together, church? Are we together, church? So it is important that as a Christian, you understand, you have a working knowledge and a prognosis of what we call what? The call to the ministry. The very first thing I'll tell you is that the call to the ministry is a call to follow. Someone say to follow. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 4, are you there? Matthew chapter 4. Look at verse 19, everyone. In verse 18 and 19. Can we read that together? It says, and Jesus walking by the sea, are you there? Matthew 4, verse 18. Want to go? And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting net into the sea, for they were fishers. Can we take 19 together? Want to go? Follow me, and I will make you what? Fishers of men. Someone say, follow me. Follow me. Follow me. So the call to the ministry is a call to what? To follow. So he says to what? To follow me. Follow me, Jesus said. He says, and I will make you. So the second thing, which I will not talk about now, but I will talk about in the next coming year, that the call to the ministry is how God makes you. But you see, the call, basics, we're looking at basics. The call is a call to what? To follow. A call to followership. And that means a whole lot of things. You just follow me. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 19. Matthew 8 and 19. Can we take 18 together? Matthew 8, verse 18. Take it together once you go. I will follow thee whithersoever thou art goest. I will follow. I will follow thee. In verse 22, what did Jesus say? If you look at 21, we're reading Luke 9, yeah. Look at 21 rather, everybody. Verse 22. Or verse 21 rather, let's read together. Take it again. 22, but Jesus answered him and said, follow me. Let the what? Follow me. Why did you come last? Follow me. Follow me. Jesus said. It's a call to follow Jesus. Basics. Matthew 9. Again, look at verse 9, everybody. Matthew 9, read 8 and 9. Everybody wants to go. He arose and what? Followed him. He arose and what? Followed him. He said, follow me. Tell your neighbor, say it's a call to follow. Look at Matthew 16. And read for me verse 24 and 25 and 26. Want to go? Look at chapter 19 and read for me verse 21. chapter 19, verse 21. Want to go? The man said, what like I yet? Jesus says, you lack followership. Don't ever say that you have obeyed the call of God when you have not what? Ventured into what? Followership of Him. And it's important we begin to discuss around the call so that men and women of God can begin to see clearly. Receive clarity. Maybe you have confused the call. Because you observe some people today, because they have one thing they are doing, busy, a form of activity that they are engaged in. Someone was telling me, he said, no, I am not in the ministry, I am in the paraministry. I said, paraministry, call paraministry. He says, just like you have in the medicals. And a man might not be really in the medicals, but he's in the paramedical, like the Red Cross, like the D. He was listing that. He says even in the military, you have the paramilitary. They are not really military like that. He says so in the ministry, we are not really ministry. You are wasting your time. Life is too short to be gambled. You must attempt the work of the ministry with clarity. Some folks, what they are doing is not in response to ministry. Are we together? Maybe God called at them. Maybe at certain times they had heard the call of God. But they thought that they had responded, not knowing that they actually, you know, sometimes someone will call you and then, because you were still taking time to probably pick up, by the time you press that pick button, right? Receive button, the call will what? The call will drop. If you don't watch it clearly, you not put your phone there. Yeah, but they will call you now. So that's it. So they thought they had received, they had answered the call of God. Okay, is miscalled the heart. The call of God is clear. Is it clear? The call to the ministry is what? Clear. When it is heard and received, you will not doubt it. Some people is miscalled. Miss call. Some people, God just flashed them. Go flash. Trim. It's flash. Flash. Some people, it's a text message. SMS. Like someone sent me an SMS yesterday. After I said many things, I said, I'm very bad. After I said many things, they say, okay, bro. And he said, okay, bro. Asking questions. He didn't bother to read. He said, okay, bro. I'm smiling because I know where the okay, bro will wait for him. Yeah. Because what I was communicating to him has closed this morning. And he was supposed to get back to me for some information. So I'll guide him through. Okay, bro, because you lack honor. Yes. Okay, bro. Someone I'm working his employment in a place that they will pay hundreds of thousands. Yeah. Because they asked for some eligibility, I didn't have it. And I know there's no one around me. And I said, this guy should have it. I said, I call someone and say, do you have someone who can do this? It was a language work. Do you have somebody who can do this particular language? That particular language. Yeah, I have someone because it has to do with one of the languages around my place. I said, that is it. Someone can do it. So I wrote, he said, okay, bro. Well done. You will later read it and see his foolishness. Are we together? So it was just text message and an abbreviated one, not more. The call of God is clear. Say your neighbor, say the call of God is clear. It's clear. It's a call to what?
Follow. It's a call to follow. And, oh, I have the call of God upon my life. And all you are doing all over the country is that they are organizing concerts. They organize concerts. Then you come and sing. You come and sing. Oh, and as you are singing, you have some very strange dance steps. Dance steps that there is no other place to trace those dance steps than the deepest part of the pit of hell. They say you are called. Oh, Rikpe. Maybe you called God. That's not call. That's not call. To folks, because they get involved in a kind of ministry or a kind of activity. And by then they go online and now see 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 views and likes. Then you think, Olorun ti pe mi. It's not equal to call. The call of God is clearer than that. It's clear. That's not the call. The call is clear. The call is clear. The call is so clear that a sign that the call has been heeded is that you are found in the local church. We'll get back to that later on. You see, a man called of God, he says, I am called of God, then I cannot be under a pastor, I can't be led, I can't be served by anybody. You did not hear a call, It was a missed call. The creepy father. Or charge your phone. Even your phone is dead. Are we together? Can't you see the sound of your battery? That's not the call. The call is clear. Tabarikwe adakwemo. There are some men that when you see, you recognize that this guy has the call of God over his life. Sometimes the man might not even be functioning in it, but you can see that there's something upon this guy. And if the Lord is going to help you, the Lord will now send you certain men that will help you to recognize that call. He will send you a Samuel that will help your David. He will send you a Nathaniel, Philip rather, that will find your Nathaniel. Yes. He will send you an Elijah that will find your Elisha. Send you a Moses that will find your Joshua. Yes. Are we together? The call of God is clear. It's a call to follow. A lot of people have just gone out to do their own things. A preacher once said, some are called of God, others just went. It's very clear. Others just went. And in going, they are taking a stroll. They're taking a stroll. Go send to them one isha. They are just taking a what? A stroll. Just taking a stroll. I say, and I'll say again, that the most tragic thing that can happen to a man is to do effectively what God never called him to do. Taking a stroll. Say, I'm called of God. I have a music ministry. And then you are looking for where they will pay you. And a crowd hungry man like that who also finds another hungry man who claims to be called of God to sing, and they say, come. Hello, you have this kind of voice and this style of your singing. He says, I want you to come to my city, come to my church. When you pull the crowd, we will raise the money, we will share 50-50. That's not the call of God. That is not a call, man. Share it 50-50. You now come to church to lead songs. You are now crying as you are leading songs. Who are you pretending for? You came so we can share money. Why are you crying? Are you really serious? Is that really the Holy Ghost? Have you forgotten the arrangement? That you were to come and make it look and then when the crowd are moved, we'll call another person that will raise the offering. So we can share it. You came so that you can bring the crowd. Me, I need the crowd. You can think. Let's do it. It's business. Why are you crying? That can be the Holy Ghost.
But don't worry, you can cry some more, cry some more, cry some more, part of the game. Are we together? That's not the call of God. You are called to sing. Is there something such as a genuine call to sing? Yes. When you are called to sing, you are found in the local church. Because the singing ministry is a ministry of a local church. Today, you have all sorts of, they call them gospel artists. You cannot trace them to a particular church. Those are not gospel artists. Those are wolves in sheepskin. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's a call. We said basics. Someone say basics. In Mark chapter 2, look at that. Verse 14. Mark's Gospel chapter 2. Verse 14. Can we take it together? Want to go? Mark 8, verse 34. If you like reading nonsense, Mark 8, 34. Can we read it together? Once you go, Mark 10, 21. Mark 10, 21. Once you go, Luke 5. Luke 5, 27. Are you there? Luke 5, 27. Want to go? Luke 9. Luke 9, 23. Read. Want to go? Luke 9, verse 59. Read. Want to go? Luke 9, 57. Want to go? John 1. John 1, 43. Want to go? John 12. John 12. Are you there? Now read verse 26. What do we have? So it's a call to follow Jesus. And hear me clearly. Since Jesus does not teach you by himself physically, the call to ministry will be a call to follow a man sent you by Jesus. Call to ministry will be a call to follow the man sent to you by the Lord. Paul said to the church at Corinth, look at 1 Corinthians quickly. 1 Corinthians 11. First Corinthians 11 verse 1. Everyone, we'll take it together. I want to go. Be you what? Be you what? Be you what? Be you
men have read the text and have interpreted it as, be you followers of me, even as I am a follower of Christ. That is, you should be checking your pastor. Checking your pastor. Is he following Christ? Is he following Christ? Is he not following Christ? You are deceiving yourself. At the point of meeting the man of God, you are able to tell, is this a servant of God or a servant of his own stomach? Are we together? Paul couldn't be teaching, scrutinizing the man of God. How do you even want to scrutinize him? How do you want to scrutinize him? Having hazarded his life, having preached his gospel all over the nations. You look at 2 Corinthians 11 and 12. You see 1 Corinthians 9. You see Romans and 16. Having preached the gospel all over Judea, all over Illyricum, all over Cilicia, all over Athens. Preached the gospel at Berea. Preached the gospel at different places. The man now comes to your city. Says, scrutinize me. Couldn't be saying that. Scrutinize me. No. If you observe that I am a man called of God, he says to follow me. I am a follower of Christ. I want to get a church. So a man can say, follow me. And it is yours to observe if he is a follower of Jesus. Does he follow the Lord? If he follows the Lord, is he sent to me? If he is sent to you, he follows the Lord, he is sent to you, then your response immediately is to begin to what? To follow. So the call to the ministry is a call to follow. And that followership, like we have said, will lead you to labor amongst men. To get men saved, to establish them in the kingdom of God, and to see them doing the same. Are we together, church? We saw yesterday concerning the laborer. A laborer. We saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. A laborer. Are we together? So we labor at following. Even as you labor as being followed. You labor in training those that are following you. That is what I mean by you labor at being followed. You also labor at following. Are we together? Are we together? I follow a man of God and many times I have to reschool myself that Kevo, you are the one that said you are following that man. You run after him. The one you are following does not run after you. You pursue after him. Followership means you will take your skirt and tie it with his own skirt. So that just like Naomi, are we together? And Ruth, wherever you go, I will what? I will go. Pastor, sir, your people are my people. Pastor, sir, your challenges are my challenges. Pastor, sir, your labors are my labor. Pastor, sir, your teachings are my teachings. Instructions you have received from the Lord becomes my life mission. That is followership. Not some crooked, kinky, ostracized, dysfunctional followership that we see today. When followership is there, it is seen. Sometimes a man will follow a man so closely that even his facial expression begins to change and look alike. The facial expression begins to change and look alike. What kind of followership is that? A deep followership. Sometimes even without working it, you observe that even the tone of speaking, the voice, the mannerism, the manner of teaching begins to portray the same. Like a photocopy of the same. Because another word for followership is what? Photocopy. I know a man who has followed another man so much that the number of kids he had was the same number of kids that that man had. That must have been a great degree of followership. I know another man that followed another so much that in his old age, after he had followed the other man so much, they never met. They never met physically. But after he had followed him so much, someone now called him and said, "Hey," he said, "do you observe that your posture is just like the posture of that man?" Those who knew that man before he died knew that the man was actually bent over. I'm talking about Kennedy. Bent over. So they called this young guy. He said, "Did you observe that that was exactly how his posture was? Bent over like this." He said, "I never knew." He showed him. Bent over. Bent over. Without any walking of his own. Followership. Many times followership will be so strong that the challenges in the life of a man of God will be replicated in your own. And that is a sign that you are following. The obstacles you face, the ministry, certain obstacles, you then come to face the same. Just like Joshua, he will have to pass his own Jordan. Just like Elisha will have to pass his own Jordan. Are we together? And you begin to see similarities of challenges. Sometimes a sign that you are following a particular ministry is that the challenges they had, your ministry begins to face similar. The same grace has rested upon you, and the same test. Are we together? The same examination has you have been faced with it, and the grace of followership helps you to pave through it and to come out victorious and triumph over those challenges, so that the results you have in the ministry will be the same. It's a call to follow. It's a call to follow. Followership is an activity of a laborer, God's laborer. Are we together, church? Look at 1 Corinthians 9. We see the response of a laborer. I can't quit talking about that. First Corinthians 9. Are you there? Look at verse 16. Man Paul, church at Corinth. He says, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For what? Necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I do what? If I preach not the gospel." Necessity is laid upon me. Look at 17, everyone. "For if I do this thing willingly, I have what? A reward. But if against my will, then God will pardon me." Is that what it says? "If against my will," it says, "a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me." What does it mean? Look at this. It means, even if I disobey, my disobedience does not invalidate the call. My disobedience does not remove the fact that I am called of God. It does not inactivate the call. It does not undo the fact that God has called me. Are we together, church? So doing it or choosing not to do it does not invalidate it. To choose to not obey does not remove the call of God over my life. Obviously, disobeying the call of God has its consequences. We're looking at basics. Before I begin to talk about what I want to share with you, we're looking at basics. Rejecting the call, being disobedient at the call of God, has what? Has what? Consequences. I've seen and I've heard of people whose life goes down the valley of chaos because they had the call of the ministry and they rejected it. Let me tell you something you don't know today. And if you know it, let me remind you. A man's life can become hard because he rejects the call. Did you get that? A man's life can become what? Hard. A man can lose his life because he rejects the call. Are you with me? Are you with me? A man can leave a location and move into another location where things are working fine for everybody, but things begin to work against him because he what? He rejected. He set aside the call. Ask Jonah. And then someone begins to say, why will that happen? Because I reject the call. It is because when God places his call on you, it is no more about you. It ceases to be about you. It is now about what? Others. The call of God upon our lives makes our lives to go beyond ourselves. So because you refuse a call, there are many that will walk in what? In the valley of death. There's nothing wrong if you taste more too. Are we together? Ask Jonah. Ask Jonah. Cast into the sea. He was so clear in Jonah 1 and Jonah 2. Jonah 1. He was so clear that the reason for the turbulence, the reason for the challenge, is because this guy is ignoring the call of God. He's walking in disobedience. Because it is not about you. It is not about you. Tell your neighbor, say it is not about you. People have lost their lives. People have lost their livelihood. People have lived a frustrated life, pierced about with diverse sorrows, gone through all manners of experiences in life, all because they are walking in disobedience. Proverbs 13:15, it says, the way of a disobedient man will be hard. Proverbs 13:15, the way of a transgressor, the way of a disobedient man, Bible says, is what? The call is not about you. You look at the man. You look at the man Saul. You look at Saul. By 1 Samuel 15. Are we together? You look at Saul. You look at the life that Saul now lived, because he was now walking in disobedience. Say in my life. Say in my life. Say in my life. I will not walk in disobedience. Pray for yourself 1 minute. Amen. 1 Samuel 15:22. Samuel said that the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord.
Behold, to obey is better than what? To what? To obey is better than to start holding prayer meeting after you have escaped from the state, the city, the country where God has called you to serve him. To obey is better than trying to organize meetings. Trying to organize meetings. To obey is better than looking for conferences to attend. Haven't disobeyed. When you find that you have disobeyed, the best way to obey is to retrace your steps. But one of the signs that Satan is not done with you is that he has built in your heart an ego. How will I go back there? How will I go back there? What do I want to go and do there again? He has built an ego. He has dropped a seed of ego in your heart. Or he has built structures around you that makes retracing your step difficult. That was the issue of Saul. Ego. Ego. You must never be too fast that you can't go back. You must never be too gone far. You must never be gone too far that you cannot retrace your step when you are corrected. Ezekiel church. In 1 Corinthians 9 there, in verse 16 which we read, it says, necessity is laid on me. That is the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry places upon us necessity. 1 Corinthians 9 and then in 16. Necessity. Necessity is laid upon me. It's laid upon me. 17. It says, even if against my will, a dispensation is committed to me. Are we together? Are we together? A dispensation is committed to me. Look at that text again. 18. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ known without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. Verse 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself a servant of what? Unto all. That I might do what? Make some money. That I might have some influence. Is that what it is? That I may be known around the body of Christ. Is that what it says? No. So just like we said yesterday, the call of God, the attitude of a laborer, is not a call to seek fame. It's not a call to seek material things. We're looking at basics. It's a call to follow. Someone say call to follow. It's a call to follow. The commitment of ministry is followership. You lead me and I'll follow. You lead me and I'll follow. Are we together? Are we together? The commitment of a laborer is that lives are changed. Not eyeing money or title or positions, but the lives are what? Changed. By the time you read verse 19, for though I be free from all men, I've made myself a servant to all, that I might gain the more. 20. And upon the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. 21. To them that are without the law, as without the law, being without law unto God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. 22. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to men, that I might by all means what? Make some money. Is that what it says? That I by all means might do what? My save soul. 23. Let's read together. And this I do for money's sake.
This I do for money's sake. This I do for position's sake. This I do for what? For the gospel's sake. Not for the sake of fame or influence, but for the gospel's sake. The laborer is committed to lives, we said yesterday, to toil around them. So you can't be in the work of the ministry and you are tired out. It's a labor what you are living for. You follow. Are we together? You follow. What do I follow? I follow the life of the one who has called me. I follow the manners. Paul said to Timothy, he said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word, doctrine, conversation, purity, charity, that's love, faithfulness, in spirit. In other words, the pastor is supposed to be an example. Followership. It's a call to follow his prayer life. To follow the prayer life of Jesus. It's a call to follow his approach to the scriptures. It's the daskalia, his spode, his didache, his didasco. To follow his manners. To follow his mission. He called to follow his leadings. Are we together, church? He called to follow. To follow his labors. His toiling. To follow his activities. To follow his passion. Are we together to follow? That, like we said yesterday, is the attitude of a laborer. Followership. When it is there, it is what? It is there. When it is there, it is what? It is there. Tell your neighbor, say, when it is there, it is there. Tell your neighbor, say, when it is there, it is there. Look at Hebrews 6. Verse 12. Hebrews 6, verse 12. Let's read together. Once you go. Take it again. Take it one more time. Followers of them. That means part of the things I follow is the labor of men. Someone once told me, he said, when you see men used of God ahead of you in the ministry, don't follow their results. Follow their what? Labors. Their labors will get you their results. Follow their labors. So we follow the labors of men, the God ahead of us. Are we together, church? Are we together? It's a call to follow. 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 To follow means that is all the voice you are hearing. One of the signs of followership is that sometimes you will find yourself at the point of a decision. And the only thing that will instruct what to do at that moment is the voice of what? The person you are following. The person is not there with you, but his voice is in your head. Just like the voice of Eli was in the head of who? Samuel. And that was the voice of the Lord. Because oftentimes, God will lead you by using the voice of your training. If you lack one, your life will lack direction. If you lack one, your life will what? Lack what? Ministerial direction. Your life will lack ministerial sanity. The voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd. So follow. Amen. When Jesus says, "My sheep hears my voice," have you observed how does the voice of Jesus sound? Is it deep? Does he have some tenor? Is it bass? Does it sound coarse? Is it tiny? Some say, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. One on godly man called Yakubu Abraham, who has seen his childhood fantasies, called the vision to hell. A man who came to deceive the churches of God, a fraudster, collected money the following week. He bought a brand new Jeep. And the people of God will not learn. Some months after, some other two people came. Male and female created in them. One said, "Her name is Margaret." The other one said, "His name is Ezekiel." Ezekiel and Margaret. So they came and they agreed. And Ananias and Sapphira. He said, "That is what you will say. This is what I say." So Ezekiel came with a news of going to heaven. Margaret came with a news. No, Margaret came with the news of going to heaven. Ezekiel came with the news of going to hell. Husband and wife. Hell. He said, "If you are using hearing, you go to hell." Began to prescribe meal for believers in Christ without having a BSc in human nutrition. What God cannot do does not exist. Said, "If you eat this and add this, you go to hell." Yes. I think he said that if you add fish to okra, say if you add fish to okra, you just wake up and you observe that you are sliding to hell. Wells without water. Messengers without a message. Don't listen to them. Where are they today? The lady said the God told her. She said the God told her that if you have a car, you are going to hell. 2 weeks after, she bought a brand new Jeep. White color. I saw it. So when people challenge that, but you said in your vision, God said if you buy a car, you are going to hell. She said what she said is car, not Jeep. No. Shebo, will you know feel that? Were you not the one that bought the CDs? The guys were already content creators before Facebook time. Are we together?
It's a call to follow the voice of your training. Basics, I said. In following, there is training. So when he says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men, the training is in the following.
You see some folks come to church. They say, man of God, actually, I am not here to be committed. I just want a place I can be fellowshipping. See, just come out of the church, go down the street, turn to the right, go down. You see a church by the left, enter there. That's where you are going. Not here. You see some folks. They say, hey, wish to give me. When they were disciples, he came into Luri. He wanted them to join your church. I have no problem with a disciple coming and being around, but you must come to be trained. We don't want surveillance cameras. Surveillance cameras. After a while, you're not start having issues. No, what do you think we are doing here? What do you think we are doing here? Now start having issues. He said, I cannot instruct the person again. I cannot do this again. I cannot do that again. What do you think we are doing here? What do you think we are doing here? Why do you want to have somebody in the church? You send someone to a church. Why did you send them there? You send someone to a church and you still want to be controlling the person there. The most control you go. What's the meaning of that? So in an assembly, you will now have multiple words. So we call a meeting, prayer meeting. They can't attend because they are yielding to one instruction that came from the holy mountain from somewhere. No, you think about it. So the pastor comes, labors in the word, labors in prayer, laid hands. When there is a material, it supplies resources. Lead the welfare team. We'll visit. We'll follow up. We are there when they are sick. We are there when they are naked. We are there. Are we together? Understand naked. Are we together? Are we together? When they don't have roof upon their head, we are there. Are we together? Are we together? When they are sick, we are there. Paying the medical bills. Running out and together. Ensuring that the health of this world is kept. Then when we give a simple instruction, he said, no, the car will be that instruction. No. That is not the ministry of Christ. That's charlatanism. Pardon my language. That's not the ministry. If you feed here, are we together? You put your mouth where you are feeding from. Is it clear? You put your feet where you are feeding from. Multiplicity of influences already compromises what we call discipleship. So I tell someone, I said, why not that member of your church haven't come to the city? What have you been doing with that fellow? Are you with me? If the fellow is strong enough and is growing and has discernment, why not the person start to sell in the city? If you feel there's a training invested in the person already, then the person should be able, without minimal training, start evangelizing and following up, and then you give further instructions. But if you cannot trust the fellow to start, then send the person to an assembly called the Nuno, and trust the Spirit of God to walk through that assembly training that fellow. That is how to help the body of Christ. That's a common sense. I have had people severally and I've sent to churches. I have had people find strong local churches. The last time they hear from me is the last time, the first time they join the church. The first time they join the church, and I observe that, are you going? How about this? Did you attend this? Did you attend this? Okay, please, when you get there, talk to the pastor. Who is the person responsible for ministry activity in your location? When you get to that person, submit to that fellow, let me know. The way they get back to me, I met, his name is this, he said this, he said this, okay, no, no, all right, thank you, God bless you. That's the last time we talk. Have you told you about it already? Because these are my work. I don't have a virtual work. E-work, e-ministry, online ministry, e-work. So you get e-reward. There's no e-call. Are we together? We are laborers here. We are training people. We're training people. And part of the training is that your entire focus is what? Is here. If it's not clear, let it be clear now. Part of your training is that the entire focus is what? Is here. No divided focus. Because I told you that part of the requirement of the call is what? Attention. Someone say, attention! Are we together? Are we together? And that's why the moment the person joins, we begin to what? We begin to train afresh. We don't build on other people's training here. We don't. We don't. I have never done it before. I have never in my life, in this church and before, asked someone to do something because I feel he has been taught to do it elsewhere. No. No. You join the ranks. Is it clear? It's a sign that the church is what? Is called. A call to followership. How would you get a church? So in that followership is what? Training. Just like they have. But Bonya Koshekele could need training. Someone leaves the church. Omwali. Yes, I'm not being insulted. It means you are not a child of your father. Leaves the church. Go to another city. You get to another city. Say, ah, Pastor, what should I do here? Ah, matatete. Go and buy best Nigerian laptop. Come and talutu. Go for NYSC. You see, ah, Pastor. So I don't know how do I start? How do I start? I don't even know how to respond. Boshoko sawoja. How do I start? Is that a question? The moment here, how do I start? Uri ati lo fail. Alright, joko. Maybe you are doing some. Maybe you are writing. You get up. What are you thinking about? You are thinking about the first time the person joined church. You are already regretting to prevent further regret. You are okay. What do I do? You pick your phone. You block the number. Wasted efforts. Men that are not needed. Wasted efforts. If the resources we spent on you to train you 3-4 years in the city, 5 years in the city, if we have sent it into a business you have to dagba. Business you have to dagba. Okay, one no church, no training. You don't know that the reason for being in church is to be raised into a strong spiritual stalwart. What is koini koku ko? Some people have shown you have you heard of Facebook Light? Have you seen Facebook Light? You know there is. I bought one earbud. I was so happy that it was cheap. Because I had used one before. This Airbus that you put in your hair. I was so happy. When I think it got lost. So, as I know, I was on the bike and then it fell up and then the car pressed on it. So, I was so bothered because that Airbus, see, I have a lot of partners in ministry. My Airbus is my partner in ministry. They're actually my brothers. Are we together? So, I felt so bad. Let me get another Airbus. As I got into a store, I said, how much is Airbus? And as they showed me, they said, how much is Jesus? I said, it's 11,000. Ah! I like this one, though. As I bought like that, I don't know. I saw Oraimo light. Ah! By the time I plug it, I said, I'm not destroying any market. As I put it there, I said, I was trying to tap it like the other one. I said, Elio King, tap. Where does it tap? Does it have a sensor? That's why it dawned on me, and I've turned the pack. I've opened it. Then it dawned on me that, oh God, this is another light. Are we together? You know the Facebook light, you can see Facebook, but you can also see Facebook. Are we together? You have seen some people, they have taught you Christianity light. Christianity light. Are we together? So you leave the church. Find it somewhere else. I can't attend that church again. What are they doing? She won't bear money. No. Why do you stop coming to church? What do you want to go and do that we are not doing? What? What prayer do you want to go and pray that we are not praying? What message do you want to go and teach that we are not teaching? Pray and bear. Did you catch us at an airport center? Are we together? If it's the same ministry, you are just lazy. You just don't want to serve God. You just don't want to follow. So you leave. You find yourself the Word Life Believers Community Church light. You heard of that one before? So you find yourself a church after your own taste. Find yourself a pastor after your own taste. I don't like a pastor that will be rebuking me. Even my elder brother, they are careful what they say. That's why you are like that. Because you have schizophrenic parents. Some people, their parents are schizophrenic. Very schizophrenic parents. Are we together? No, schizophrenic is not the word I want to use. Sorry. I wanted to use the word phlegmatic. Very phlegmatic parents. They are too reserved to caution. Yeah. True reserve to caution you. So when you come into the church and you see a pastor that cautions you and puts you to your place and rebukes you and corrects you and seeks to set you aright, you flare up because you are not used to it all of your life. You are falling off the voice of caution. May you not fall off the voice of caution. It's a call to follow. I close this session here. It's a call to follow. A call to follow God. In that followership, there is what? There is what? There is training. Follow me. 2 Timothy 3, verse 14. And it says, continue down in the things which thou hast learned, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. See, in Christianity, in the world thrives with varieties. And diversities. In Christianity, are we together? Varieties affects you. Multiplicities, diversities affects you adversely. So the call to follow is a call to follow God in a man amongst men. The call to follow is a call to follow Jesus in a man amongst what? Men. Are we together? A call to heed instructions. Says in Matthew 28:18, says, came all the power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples, that is, raise followers. Who we also raise what? Followers. A sign that you are following well is that men are following you. Are we together, church? And in that followership, pray for me.
is what? Training. Someone say training. Training. Because in followership, we show you practical ministry. By the time you follow, after a while, you know how to go about a challenging ministry. Because one of the things that followership does to you is that followership gives you the wisdom of the one you are following. Adds to your wisdom. It adds to your wisdom. Followership adds to your experience. There are some things I'm grateful for in my life today, not because I've had the experience, but because I follow someone closely who has had those experiences. And by virtue of that proximity of followership, I'm able to receive wisdom from their own experience so I don't make the same mistakes. Followership. When you follow, you grow together. When you grow together, you are strong together. When you are strong together, you fulfill God's plan together. You are bounded together. Are we together? Followership. In that followership, I said, is what? It's the training of God's Spirit. So the training of God's Spirit is in followership. Sometimes the reason why eyes are laid on you and you don't see what was ministered is because after hands were laid on you, you left. You forgot that what makes the laying on of hands to work. Because there are different things that can be done through laying on of hands. You can lay hands and someone is filled with the Holy Ghost. Fine. You can lay hands and someone is healed. Fine. You can lay hands and someone is called into the ministry. Fine. Or discover God's call on their lives. But look at this. If hands has been laid on you for the sake of the work of the ministry, the way to get what has been ministered to work is to follow the one that has laid hands. Because you will see in him the workings of what was given to you, how it works. Then I saw a church. I saw a ministry like that. You don't believe in following. You don't believe in discipleship strongly and following and accountability and holding people accountable and following people closely to ensure they are productive in the ministry. Such a work does not have a basis. In the work of the ministry, the training is in the what? In the followership. Ezekiel Church. That training, you will know what to do. If you find yourself in a city, a new location, or you simply observe that you are happy to go around the location often, you know exactly what to do. Training teaches you to get people saved. After I've gotten people saved, I get them filled or healed. Get them filled or healed. Evangelize. The moment I find myself in a location, the first thing I do is what? Is what? I start with evangelism. You set up a prayer altar for yourself. And you power your evangelism from that prayer altar. You set a location and a time to always pray. Then from there, the first thing you get on is what? Which is what? Evangelism. Having gotten people saved, you get them filled and healed. The next thing to do is to carry out a follow-up to start teaching. You start teaching. Sometimes you start teaching 2, 3, 4 people in their homes. Are we together? Maybe this one is free on Monday, you teach on Monday. The other one is free on Saturday, you teach on Saturday. The other one is free on Tuesday, you teach on Tuesday. By the time you observe that you are teaching 2, 3 people, don't forget where 2 or 3 people are gathered. By the time you observe that you are teaching 2 or 3 people consistently who are open, there's the need to start a teaching meeting. You find a central day that the 3 of them will come together. You start teaching them the basics of salvation. That is a choice. that is gotten through training. Not that you are looking for a venue with. I saw a guy in 2017 or 2016. The guy just chatted me up. He said, We're starting a church. I want you to support us. Support you starting the church. I'm not a fan of not supporting. I support ministry. He says, we're starting a church. I want you to support us. Okay? Then the next he says, I will send you a flyer. So he sent the flyer. On that flyer, announce all lists. Amplifier, 250K. Wireless mic, lapel, stage light, 120K. Drum set, 900K. By the time he did all the estimates, it was around 2-3 million. I said, you better go and start a puff and bounce business. You think that one will teach the world? That one is another politician, only that is carrying mic and carrying Bible. Your politicians, after they have paid you to win the election, you think they will sit down there to serve you? It's business. They will first of all make all their money. It's business they are doing. But that one is business. That one is a business center. It's not a church. Kilo Shelles, I beg. The church you are seeing today started under the tree. Under the tree. If you're a student of being alone, you know, under the tree. That's the side. Under the tree. They will move from. No. It's under the tree. We started at the volleyball court, at stadium. Volleyball court there. And then some security guys, they will come. And then you leave this down. When I look at it and I see black there, I know he's talking, not him. Are we together? It's the spirit of this world. Are we together? Then we moved from there, went under the stadium. As big as the sitting, whatever is the stadium. We sat down there. Like a pebble of sand in the seashore. We're now at a spot on the stadium, the seats. Then moved from there, went under a tree, beside the chapel. We were there, under the tree. We would teach night and day. We teach. And we came out of the school. Then you are here today. Are we together, church? What happened to that? That's how to start a ministry. Training will help you to start ministry without spending 5 naira. I said start. Are we together? Training teaches you to start small, only that you don't remain small. Are we together? Every big organism you see today, including a human being, started as a what? A cell in the womb. Every big tree you see today, including the largest mama in the whole world, the blue whale, are we together? Started as a what? A seed. A cell. A cell. Training teaches you to begin that ministry. So training for the work of the ministry is found in what? Fellowship. And fellowship itself ought to be lifelong. I get men saved. I get men filled and healed. Then I commence teaching regularly. The moment I observe I'm teaching regularly, what's the next thing I do? I find a central day that is common to all. I begin to what? To teach them. The three sitting down to be taught. What happens when I begin to teach them? Are we together? The next thing I begin to do, I begin to train them to pray. And to also teach. And to also evangelize. The moment you have started teaching them to pray, and to teach, and to evangelize. Look at it. Is that what you are doing? Preaching, teaching, evangelizing. The moment you have started raising others to preach also, you are showing them how to win souls. They are following you out. You are showing them how to pray. They are now praying. You are showing them how to teach. They are now teaching. Those are the people we call workers. You have started having workers in your church. That one comes by training. And the moment you observe that you have started having workers, are we together? That means leaders are already also being raised. Is it clear? The next thing you do, number 5, is that you look after them, ensuring that what you are teaching is what they are reflecting. Are we together?
you get the fruit, more of the fruit of what you are teaching. The areas that you observe that no, they are not reflecting this, that means they don't yet get it, you reteach it again. The areas you observe that no, it seems that they don't understand it, you reteach it again. Are we together? Are we together? Then you do what? The next thing you do is that you now begin to train them on how to lead others. You begin to show them how to lead others, how to be an example to others. How to be an example to others. How to get others to follow. How to solve real life issues. Because you are already solving real life issues for them. You care for their natural needs. You begin to look, if they are students, you begin to keep an eye on their academics. Are we together? Are we together? That is already pastoring. That one comes to you through training, which comes to you through followership. Ezekiel Church, this afternoon you are going to pray for yourself that your hearts will find some followership, because the call of God is a call to follow. It's a call to follow His plans. It's a call to follow men who are following His plans. Are we together? It's a call to follow men who are following His will, His mission. You're going to pray for yourself in the next few minutes. As you bow your heads in prayer. Lord, I find grace. I find help in my heart to follow and to follow truly. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't forget we said it is a work of the Spirit. We said followership is a work of the Spirit. It's a work by the Holy Ghost, not in the flesh. Not in the flesh. It is by the Spirit. I showed you that much of the work of the ministry is the work of the Spirit. Pray for yourself. I follow. I'm a true follower. I'm a true laborer. Not in the work for this. Not in the work for money. Not in the work for fame. Not in the work for repute. Not in the work for convenience. Not in the work for people looking. Not in the work for influence. Not in the work to be known. I am in the work for the work's sake. Pray the Holy Ghost. Followership is a call to follow. Lay down my life, daily follow you, not ashamed to show. My love for you, my love, straight from my heart, I worship you. You are the reason for love. I see you, God, to you, the Lord. Life that I live is not a life, for Jesus to live inside. Only down my life, only down my life, to
daily follow you. I'm not ashamed to shout. I love for you, my love. Straight from my heart, all I worship you. You are the reason for the love. Simply evil.
Here's our voice and sing. Word has gone before us. Seed of your word in our heart. Find its place. Feed its place. Grow. We will find true followership, which is what your call entails. We will see that which you have called us to do. Men whom you've called us to follow. The voice of another we will not hear. We will do the bidding of your spirit. As it resonates in our heart, we will heed. We will not find for ourselves men after our own lust and desires and pleasures. We will see men that you will send. We will follow. In that followership, we will receive the training which you give us, even the equipping which you make available to us through your Son Jesus Christ. We will walk in it to the end that your name is glorified as we prolong your day on the earth. Name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.